More Americans are forming new households now than over the past few years. That includes both rentals and home ownership. Louise Keeley is president of the Demand Institute, which studies this. And Louise, the numbers are up?
Finally, yes, there are more households being formed. So one of the kind of mysteries after the financial crisis and recession, as the housing market was recovering, we still didn't see the creation of new households that one would expect, given demographic trends, the aging of millennials to a point where, you know, you normally would expect they'd be forming their own household. Immigration rebounded. And so net household formation during and after the financial crisis dropped off. And it really wasn't until the past year and a half that we've seen household formation go back to the level that you would expect it to be given long-term demographic trends. And we never really made up that gap. You know, household formation in 2010 dropped down to well under a million households, like about 500,000 households per year. And the long-term demographic trend that you'd expect is 1.2 to 1.3 million households being formed every year. And we're back to that average now.
So what do these numbers tell you about maybe the overall economy or just about demographics in general?
The main demographic trend that was driving the drop in household formation was what was happening with younger adults. So they just weren't forming households at the rate that you would expect. And this is actually part of a long-term decline in or delay of forming households, of getting married, of having children. All of these decisions are becoming delayed. Even today, half of adults 18 to 34 live on their own, but nearly a third live with their parents. So these young adults, they weren't forming households, they weren't striking out on their own, and even as the unemployment rate started to fall, they still weren't going out and forming their own households, and that could be due to lack of confidence, it could be due to underemployment or taking lower income, lower wage jobs than young adults in earlier generations might have taken.
Well, something that I thought was particularly interesting is that we've been hearing for a while now that younger people, millennials and other younger people, weren't necessarily buying houses because either they couldn't afford them or they saw what their parents went through as far as foreclosures and things like that during the housing crisis. But rentals seem to be sort of on the rise. But based on this data, it sounds like in many cases, millennials and other younger people weren't even doing that.
Yeah, they weren't even doing that. So they weren't even forming their own households to rent. Now, it has been the case that with household formation, so with the household formation that has taken place, that the vast majority of it has been the formation of renter households. So as young adults and others form new households, the vast majority are renting, not owning.
Did you find the same kinds of trends as far as household formations in places like Arizona, the Southwest, and the West as the rest of the country?
So in terms of the regional variation, there's tremendous variation across different parts of the country, and household formation is actually stronger in the southern half of the U.S., and we expect that to continue. The places like Arizona and other places in the Southwest that were disproportionately hit by the housing market crisis saw bigger drops in home prices, bigger drops in the home ownership rate, and probably also lower household formation within the, I'll call it the population already there. But on the other hand, there's also a longer-term movement of population toward the south of the U.S., and so that counterbalances, to some extent, what was happening internally within these markets and what's happened.
Louise Keeley is president of the Demand Institute. Louise, thank you.
Thank you, Mark.